Hi there. It's episode 109.3 for the PlayStation 4. Final Fantasy 15! Now, it's not an exclusive to the PS4. I know that. But it was revealed during the PS4 press conference. It looks amazing. Absolutely amazing. I greatly look forward to it. It's definitely going to be one of those console sellers for me. Now, the PlayStation booth is supposedly available in PlayStation Home to go check out some E3 videos and stuff yourself. I haven't been able to launch PlayStation Home. It just won't launch for me, so I haven't been in there for long enough that it probably needs some critical update that it's not getting, and then rolls over and dies. Oh well. Maybe I'll uninstall everything regarding it and try again. Maybe that'll work. But in the past, the PlayStation booth has been really cool. So hopefully it is this time around as well. Now, Sony comes out and says the PlayStation 4 won't have used game restrictions, which is pretty easy to say given that Microsoft is so heavily locked down, but then they add it's up to third-party publishers to decide. Now, this could be as harsh as the EA Game Pass, or they could take advantage of some of the PlayStation 4's software and go, I require 24-hour internet access to just check in to make sure I'm not used. That's possible on the PS4 too, guys. It's just Sony themselves have taken a big target that's painted currently on Microsoft and shot their bazooka, which is going to be clear on the show notes since they definitely make a mockery of the X1's game sharing abilities. Poor X1. Now, PlayStation Plus is going to be required for online play on the PS4. So if you want to go online, you get what you pay for and you actually pay for it. I'm not too upset about this, however. PlayStation Plus, I've been subscribed to for quite a while at this point. It gives me games. It gives me more games than I can play. But it gives me games. It gives my family games. So they can play. Little Big Planet Kart, for instance. The youngest son was able to play and have a blast. Xbox is doing this now, though, so the differentiation narrowed quite a bit. Sony, going to require PlayStation Plus for multiplayer online play. Xbox, we're going to start giving you games. I see value in this. It's a wise choice for both. So therefore, multiplayer gaming better not be down. Just saying. The PlayStation 4 is going to be launching with a 500 gig hard drive. Same as the X1. Totally the same as the X1. Now, the only difference here is the PlayStation 4 hard drive is accessible. You can get at it, get your hands on it, pull it out, shove another one in. Just like the PS3. The X1, not so much. Lockdown. So, if you're building a pros and cons list about which one you should pre-order, that's a big one to me. Huge. I have a launch 360 20 gig. I can't do everything anymore. And I don't have an easy way to upgrade. Or reasonably priced one, at least. So, I'm going to leave the Xbox 360 where it is. And we're going to move on beyond the 360. And X1. Now, the X1's going to have good games on it. but I'm not a shooter player. And that's what the X1 probably is going to have a lot of, just like the 360. Oh well. Good luck, Microsoft. Good luck, Sony. This was the E3 PlayStation report. And I'm Flame Flash, signing out for a moment for the Wii U. Up next.